Do you feel peace in your life right now? Or do you feel like you are just in a constant state of distress? When you hear people talking about feeling peaceful, do you yearn for that feeling but feel as though that's just not possible for you? Shame will do that to a person, and living in a constant state of shame wreaks complete havoc on your spirit. It's why Satan loves it so much and wants us to live that way forever. He loves seeing how much shame can cripple our daily lives and make us feel completely worthless. Today, I want to share with you 5 reasons why you should stop living in shame today so that you can find peace. Peace that transcends all understanding, and put your past behind you. So get ready, because here we go. Are you struggling with the pain of a past abortion and longing for help but don't know where to turn? Have you been made to believe that your sin of abortion is too big and too bad? Friend, if that's you, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Does God Forgive Abortion podcast. I'm Brittany, and you wouldn't know it just by looking at me, but I too walked through the doors of an abortion clinic and ended the life of my unborn child. I thought for years that I had committed the one sin that was unforgivable, and I awaited punishment from God. After years of prompting from the Holy Spirit, I finally found redemption and hope through Jesus. Now that I am healed, God has placed a calling on my heart to walk alongside you so that you can find true hope and healing too. If you're ready to recognize that God has a true plan and purpose for you, no matter what you have done in your past, then this podcast is for you. Fill up your favorite mug with some coffee and crack open your Bible, because it's time to receive the good, good news. Before we get into today's episode, I have to tell you about today's sponsor, 7 Weeks Coffee. Now, when I tell you that this is the best coffee that I have ever had, I am being completely honest. My husband and I both love it, and our favorite roast is actually the Ethiopia medium roast. Oh, so good. Even better if you get whole beans and grind them yourself, but if you don't want to do that, they do have some flavors that are ground for you. Even better than that, 7 Weeks Coffee donates 10% of every sale to pro-life pregnancy centers in need. So not only are you getting high quality and clean coffee, but you are also helping contribute to the pro-life movement. They have generously given me a code for you to use on your purchase with them. So you can use code DGFA10. So that's DGFA10 to save 10% on your order. And better yet, if you join their Heartbeat Club, you get 15% off of your future orders, and you can stack my code on your first purchase to save 25%. So again, the code is DGFA10. You can also head to the link in the show notes to snag your coffee. Today's episode may feel a little heavy for you. Shame is a tough topic. It's tough to live with. It's really tough to navigate, and it can be tough to heal from. And all of this can be even harder when we are trying to overcome all of it alone. So the first thing I want you to do as you get ready to listen to this episode is to truly partner with God in this and give your healing journey to Him. And the second thing I want to invite you to do is join our Facebook community. Our community is growing, and it is full of amazing Christian women that are on a journey of healing from past abortion and that have likely suffered or are currently suffering from shame. So we can get through this together. If you're looking for community with other women that are healing from abortion, we would absolutely just love to have you. You can join us at bit.ly/DGFA group, or you can grab the link in the show notes. Have you ever thought about how your shame from your past abortion or abortions is affecting you in your daily life? When we look at the definition of shame, it's defined as a painful feeling of humiliation or distress caused by consciousness of wrong or foolish behavior. So let's unpack that definition a little bit. So let's look at the section that says feeling of humiliation. So what do you picture when you think about something humiliating or someone who is currently feeling humiliated? What does that look like to you? Does that kind of look like, I don't know why, but I just picture like the court gesture that they had back in like old times and the royalty in England. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I always picture like a court jester, like he's dressed in like this humiliating outfit and people are just laughing at him and he's trying to put on a front that like this is his job and people are supposed to laugh at him, but you can just like tell on the inside that he's really struggling with that. That's what I picture. I don't know what comes to your mind, but regardless, is it positive? No. Now let's look at the part of the definition that talks about distress. That's a really powerful word. When someone is distressed, how do they look? What are they doing? What kinds of facial expressions are you seeing? What kinds of body language are you seeing? If someone's in distress, most likely they're probably not sitting still, right? They're like moving about, restless, upset, crying, can't get their words out. None of these things are positive. And if I had to guess, you're thinking of someone along the lines of a person that is looking like they are in complete despair, sorrowful, wanting to hide, wanting to escape. Because shame isn't a joyful feeling in the slightest. It is extremely hard for joy to exist when you are full of shame. So if you're living in this state of shame after your abortion or abortions, it's safe to say that there are at least some areas of your life, if not most, affected by these feelings of humiliation and stress, or rather distress, but probably stress too. So, do you struggle making and keeping relationships with people? Do you feel anxious all of the time? Maybe you fly off the handle if something angers you or if something doesn't go the way it's supposed to. Do you struggle accomplishing simple tasks? Do you feel super behind at work or maybe even on the housework? I honestly could ask you 50 more questions related to this, but I'm not going to do that because that would get long. But the reason I could ask you so many questions about this that would resonate with you is that when we are living in a state of shame, it affects every single facet of our lives. I remember prior to when I was healed from my own abortion, I struggled with all of those things. I struggled with friendships immensely. I was afraid to get too close to people. And so I just really have never had a lot of friends, or it takes years and years before I have a close friend. And you know, a lot of people aren't patient enough to wait that long, right? I also would absolutely lose it if something did not go the way it was supposed to. If plans were set and they did not go according to plan, I would lose it and just be completely unhinged. I had the hardest time accomplishing even the simplest of tasks, and I really struggled getting all of my work done in a timely manner. If I'm being honest, sometimes I still struggle with that, but I now have the tools, so that's what we're going to talk about today. The point is, I was so distressed from living in this state of shame and guilt that I just couldn't be a fully functional human. And I don't want that for you, and I know that God doesn't want that for you either. I said at the very beginning of the episode that Satan loves shame, and he wants us to live in shame forever, because if we do, that means we won't get to experience the joy and the peace that God desires for us to feel. That's why I'm going to give you 5 reasons right now, that you should stop living in shame so that you can find peace after your abortion. So the first reason why you need to stop living in shame is that Satan loves shame. And we've talked about this, but if Satan loves something, like if he's happy about something and he enjoys it and it's good to him, that is a clear sign, if there was ever a clear sign, that that is something that we should flee from. Satan literally watches you in distress and humiliation and gets giddy and excited. Do not give him what he wants. Do not give him that power. He has no power unless you give it to him. Don't give it to him. Don't. Just stop. We're rebuking that in the name of Jesus right now. Do not let him have you. He is constantly prowling around like a lion, trying to steal and kill and destroy you. Do not let him do that. Stop living in shame, because he loves it and we don't want him to have that. The second reason that you should stop living in shame right now is that Jesus paid the price for your sin. God sent his one and only son to die so that we could be saved, so that we could have eternal life with him. We could live in eternity and have joy and peace for eternity with our Father. He took that punishment of our sin. We no longer have to pay a penance. We just have to give it to God. We just have to lay it before his feet. It's finished. It's done. Jesus paid it all so that you could live free instead of in shame. The third reason you should stop living in shame is that your loved ones need you. I want you to think right now about the people in your life that you love so much. Maybe that's your kids, your spouse, your parents, your siblings. I could go on and on. Every family situation is different, and I know that many of you, like me, maybe have some brokenness there. Maybe you have some broken family relationships, but regardless of that, those in your life right now need you. Now, don't twist my words here. That doesn't mean that I'm saying get over it, move on. No, this isn't something you get over. If anyone says that to you, run away. This grief is not something you just get over. This is a healing journey and a process, and one that you will be walking through until your last breath. But you can do this without the shame. Shed the shame so that you can be a better mom, a better wife, a better friend. The people in your life that love you don't want you to be in a constant state of distress because they love you. The fourth reason that you should stop living in shame is that you deserve to feel whole. When God sent his son, that meant that Jesus paid it all. And I know that was already the second reason that we talked about, but I want you to remember that God gave that gift for you. He had you and your sin in mind when he sent Jesus, because there's nothing new under the sun. God loves you so much that he took care of that sacrifice for you already. Now, did any of us deserve that? Do we deserve that gift? No, we did not deserve that gift. But we do deserve to feel whole because God has said so. God made a way for us to feel whole. God desires for us to live a life that is full and abundant. And so we owe it to him to shed our shame and do that. The fifth and final reason, for this episode anyway, why you should stop living in shame is that God wants to use you. Now, it may not seem like it when you're walking in the wilderness and when you're in the midst of the dark valley, when you're just consumed by shame. But God wants to use you. He created you on purpose for a purpose. Every single thing that God created, he created for his glory. And he's not going to let sin get in the way of that. If you've given that sin to him, it's gone. It's done. He wants to use you to grow his kingdom and to be a disciple of Jesus. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to publicly share your abortion story in front of hundreds or thousands of people. Absolutely not. If that's not If that's not where you feel God calling you, then you're not obligated to do that. This is going to look different for everyone, but the thing that remains the same is the fact that you aren't going to be able to bring glory to the kingdom of God if you are bound by the chains of shame. Look at David. Look at Paul. Look at Moses. If they had stayed bound by the chains of shame and guilt, would they have been able to bring glory to the kingdom of God like they did? He wants to use you. So, how do you shed your shame? I wish I had a quick answer for you. This is something that doesn't happen overnight, but growing in your relationship with God, searching in His Word, surrounding yourself with other believers, seeking out a Christian therapist, finding a post-abortion support group, and or joining our online Facebook community are all small steps that you can take that are going to help you open your heart to let Him in so that He can help you unlock those chains of shame. He's already given you the key. You just need to use it. And that's really what it takes. You just need to let Jesus in. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for the woman listening right now. If she is bound by the chains of shame and guilt, Lord, I pray that those be broken. I pray that she open up her heart to you. I pray that she let you in. I pray that she takes them off and she lays them before your feet and walks away and says, "No more. I am a child of God. I am loved by Him. I am chosen. I am free." Lord, I pray this for every single woman listening today. I pray for a peace to come over them, a peace that transcends all understanding, a peace that only you can give, Lord. I pray this all in your name, in your Son's name. Amen. Hey, beautiful friend. I hope that you found comfort from today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share this podcast with someone you know who may be seeking wholeness after abortion? Also, I would be over the moon grateful if you would please consider leaving a review wherever you are listening. It truly encourages me to know this podcast is helping you. Know that I continue to pray for you daily, and I am so thankful for each of you. I'll meet you back on Wednesday for another episode, but until then, take care and God bless.